So Maggie, how did you become a presenter?
Well, I've always been interested in the radio, mm-hmm. and it was quite by chance. My parents knew the presenter of Radio 4, mm-hmm. and he came to lunch one day, and I was looking for a job, mm-hmm. and as I had been a journalist and already had a degree from university, he said to me, "Would you like to come and work for me?" Mm-hmm. Nothing promised, of course. So I did, mm-hmm. and it suddenly worked, and mm-hmm. here I am, 5 years down the line.
So does that mean that you worked your way up?
And yes. Then entered, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So when was that, did you say?
Yeah. That was about... I first started with radio, with the BBC, about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was just making tea, typing letters, yeah. things like that. Nothing very exciting.
But now it is very exciting.
Oh, now it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So tell us about the most extraordinary and exciting, I suppose, interviews that you've ever made.
Oh, well, there was one very interesting episode that I do remember. It was one of the ladies in waiting to the Queen. Mm-hmm. She told me about the time that the burglar broke into the Queen's apartment, and the Queen was very regal, mm-hmm. and very formal. She didn't scream, she didn't panic. She just apparently she was so calm and so cool. She said to this man, "Oh, would you like a cup of tea?"
You were joking.
And this remark has always stuck in my mind. Mm. And then, obviously, one of the most bizarre interviews, or rather sad interviews that I ever had to do, was on a cross-channel ferry. This involved talking to all the people on board the ferry. Mm. It was actually, I had to go and talk to the pilot or the captain of the ship as he was driving along. I talked to all the stewards. I even talked to the chambermaids, yeah. the people who actually clean out the rooms. And yeah. It was very interesting, very interesting.
You found out a lot about their job then.
Yes, yes.
Any exciting indeed. Things that they could report from working on a cross-channel ferry?
Oh, I remember one steward telling me that there was this woman who was very rude, and mm-hmm. she actually slapped him across the face. And the poor man, he just didn't know what to do, so he just, I think, turned tail and fled.
Yeah, so I think I would, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes.
And have you ever had to do any interviews before the elections, for example, had to talk to any of the MPs?
Yes, well, ironically enough, we're very, very friendly with the Ashdown family. So, obviously, I was able to talk to Paddy before the election. And another good, very good friend of ours is David Thorpe, who is a likely candidate for the Liberal Party. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was able to talk to both of those. But Paddy is very sweet. He's a remarkably charming man, and I absolutely adore him. He's such fun, and his wife is a very good friend of my mother's. So, yes, it was very interesting, because when I had to actually go and interview him, I walked in through him, he said, "Good God, Maggie, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, I've actually come to interview you about your policies." And he said, "Well, I think you know those pretty well by now. They're the same policies as your father's, so how are you going to..." And I said, "No, come on, let's ask some proper questions, have some proper answers." And in actual fact, he gave me a very, very good interview here.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes, it was.